Grace you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the Gospel just read, taken from St. John chapter 2. Please be seated. We're going to play a little game here at the beginning of the sermon to make sure that everyone is awake this morning. I want all of you to close your eyes. Now, raise your hands if you have a perfect family. You can open your eyes. You guys are very disappointing. Wow, what a band of sinners we have here. Holy Cross Lutheran Church is a place filled with messed up marriages. Messed up families. Frankly, I'm not surprised. Marriages have been messed up since the very beginning. Because of our fallen nature, it frankly comes with the territory. Husbands and wives misunderstand each other, fight, and quarrel with one another. Children are disobedient and rebellious. Parents, impatient. We get angry easily. In one way or another, it seems as though when it comes to families, our sinful nature just bubbles up all the time. Sometimes you can't see it directly, but all of the problems in our lives really prove this to be true time and time again. That is the law speaking to you and I. The law shows that you are a sinner, and it does this either directly through the Word or indirectly by pointing to all of the problems and messes and complications of your life. This is not how God wants the world to be. This is not how God wants your life to be or mine. Now, in our text, that is all reflected in one kind of strange little phrase. They ran out of wine. Now, at first glance, you may think to yourself that this is hardly the same level of problem as divorce, death, or the myriad other challenges that families the world over face. I mean, really, they ran out of wine. Tragic, yes. But what is the big deal? The big deal is that God loves you and wants to shower His gifts upon you. Yes, even wine. And yet, time and time again, our resources as husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, they dry up. There isn't enough money to stretch on the bills. I don't have enough time to spend with my family. And yet you're stuck. If you work less, you can't provide. If you work more, what's the point? You can't win. Sin has so wrapped all of us up in this world that it is hard to see our way out of the quicksand sometimes. They ran out of wine. The wedding running out of wine is a problem. Marriage, after all, is a gift, a thing of beauty in God's eyes. And for that, God showers Himself and His gifts of His great creation upon us. But because of our sin, we run out. Our work and effort can only take us so far, and sooner or later, they fail. They run out. Every single time. They fail when it comes to smaller things, like not having the resources to buy the right kind of wine for the wedding, all the way up to those big problems of our lives. You can't do it. But our text also has another remarkable little phrase. It says, Jesus came to the marriage. There is some amazing comfort in those words. For if anyone can save our failed lives, our spent resources, and save us from the chaos and wrecks that seem to trail after us, it is Christ himself. For heaven knows that no one else can. Yet that is exactly what he does. Like this unnamed couple in our gospel for today, Jesus enters into your lives. He doesn't enter into your lives when everything is shiny and happy and pretty and perfect. We all try to put that front on from time to time, because God knows better. No, he enters your life precisely when it is that messed up. He comes and enters into your world because you cannot get yourself out of your world. In the gospel, Jesus provides for their needs when they least expect it. Who would think that the Almighty God would use something as common as water to bring joy and happiness to a wedding? Yet that is exactly what he does. He takes the common things of this life, the most ordinary and humble, and through them brings about something that is miraculous. Imagine a wedding feast where the vintage was created by God himself. Now that's a good vintage. Now, as miraculous a miracle as this is for them, it doesn't hold a candle to the miracle that God does for you this day in his Holy Supper. For here at his wedding banquet, he gives you the finest bread, the richest of wines. For the bread which he gives is his body, and the wine which he gives is his very blood. And he gives this to you not ultimately to make the trials and struggles of this life better. He gives you this body and blood so that you may become a part of his eternal banquet. He gives this to you so that you will feast not just for here and now, but forever. An eternal banquet feast with him in heaven. So, what about your marriage? What about your family? What about all of these problems that you face today? Trials and struggles with money, time, family stress, medical problems, whatever the crosses are that you may face. What does God do for you now? For these, he gives you many things. First of all, he gives you faith, so that you can look at these crosses in perspective. All of these trials, and be sure, some of them are trials. All of these trials will come to an end. They are just for a time. So no matter what the problem is, no matter what the challenge is, when it comes to be viewed from the perspective of eternity, God gives you strength to carry on. But he also gives you something else. In our gospel today, God says to you that marriage, family, everything that comes with it, husbands and wives, children, sons and daughters, and that this is all blessed by God. Every one of your households. Jesus came to the marriage. And he comes to your house this day and every day. When you are frustrated with your wife for nagging at you, when you are angry at your husband for being so lazy, when your children are exasperated with your parents for being so demanding, when parents are mad at children, know this, you are doing God's work in that place. As husband and wife, father, mother, son, daughter, God is at work in your life. For you see, you are God's instrument, God's hands and feet in that home, every one of you. There is great comfort in that. A task is easier to handle if you know someone actually cares about what you do. And I'm here today to tell you that God cares. More than that, though, God is actually a part of your life, especially when things are tough. He will not abandon you. Just like Jesus came to that young couple so long ago and turned their sorrow into joy, He will see you through the crosses and trials of your life so that you may join Him at the eternal, great, heavenly banquet feast. There is no trouble too small for our Lord. There is no trouble too great for our Lord. For we are one family. We are His. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.